The so-called rehab plan includes changes in how the school's governing board oversees operations and the addition of a permanent president. TSU has been under a cloud of suspicion since former president Priscilla Slade was fired in 2006. Governor Rick Perry has since replaced the university's Board of Regents with his own appointees. State Representative Garnett Coleman says TSU's plan has to align with what lawmakers want.
Clearly, the university has to come up with a plan based on law, fix the whatever problems there are, but it's also a plan that the state would be committed to carrying out as well. And that's why it has to have certain parameters, because I would be committed to that, the governor would be committed to that, the speaker, the lieutenant governor, as well as the school.
The state has already appropriated about $40 million for the financially struggling school, but that money won't be released to TSU until lawmakers approve the school's rehab plan. Coleman says it's important the students aren't punished.
This rehabilitation plan, we've done something similar before on three different agencies, and so in terms of operating the school, clearly it's you can't operate a school with no money.
TSU is the state's largest historically black university. There's no word on when or if the governor and state's legislative budget board will accept the proposed reforms. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.